Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Getaway Friday. Friday, December the 5th, 2025, 12/5/25. First Friday in the month of December, 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan, who's having a little bit of a psychological complex here tonight as we're heading into the Christmas season. Full blow, 20 days until Christmas. We've broken out the Christmas vinyls tonight. It is the holiday season. We'll see how badly this can be screwed up.
I think it'll be fine.
You think?
I think it'll
be fine. Which
is
the psychological issue that we've been having here tonight. All right, don't forget the fruitcake toss is coming up this Thursday, December the 11th, 7 p.m. Well, we got all kinds of stuff going on that night. It's just a big night. That's really what you need to say about this event. We've got the famous Buckeye Donuts from Buckeye Donut, supported and supplied by the Industrial Channel. People nominated for the Fruitcake Toss: Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Weslin Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thad Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, the President of the Y-Men, Miranda McGinnis, Mayor Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the Fire Department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker with the Peanut Butter Jelly Truck, Tara Dyer, a Salvation Army bell ringer, Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Ralph Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin, Buckeye Guy, Ben Weber, Colleen Marshall, Pastor Whitaker, Jim Jordan, Tracy Richardson, Glenn Coble, and Santa Claus, and a partridge in a pear tree. And apparently the canteen will be there that night from the Salvation Army. A bell ringer will be here. A kettle will be here that night. The Y-Men are donating a tree. The tree will mark the 70-foot mark out here for the fruitcakes, the Claxton fruitcakes. If you hit the tree, you win some kind of special award. Bob Welsh is bringing the plaques, and we're giving the tree to the homeless shelter at the end of the night. It is a big show.
Sounds like it, yeah.
That's all you got.
Well, I mean, I think you just listed off everything.
So yeah, but the fruitcake, who's going to win? Who's going to win this year? Who's going to win? Nobody's ever repeated, so I can't say that anybody on this list from the past is going to win.
Oh, no, I got faith in Brian.
I don't think Brian's going to win.
You don't think so?
Nope. Nope. I mean, it was beginner's luck.
I don't know. He told you just to come in and break the record.
Well, we've got some past chance. What about Donovan Bauer? Did you ever get in touch with him?
I can email, or I can send him a message, but like I said.
We got the first fruitcake toss champion on here, Ralph Thacker, back for the first time in a long time.
Well, that's good.
So, and Sheriff Bales, I think last year, just got a little nervous. I think he's totally capable of winning the event.
Oh, yeah, sure. Is Adam Wickham on there?
No.
Didn't he? There had to be a throw-off between him and
I don't think
Murphy.
It was him. No, I thought it was the sheriff.
Well, no, because the sheriff had, like, a misthrow.
Did he?
Yeah, because I think he just threw it too high.
I don't remember.
It went up and then it went down.
I don't remember, but I do know there'll be a tree down there this year that apparently will have some ornaments and some candy canes on it, and if somebody hits the tree, you'll get a special award. Which I think is nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that people like awards, so that's always a plus.
And tonight we've
got
the
tree, though.
Well, yeah, we don't try to hit the tree. That's not the point.
I understand.
But we're going to have a bell the whole time. That bell, clink, 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 clink. And it'll be broadcast live on the station, by the way. As far as we know, unless there's some technical difficulty that night, it will be broadcast live on the station. And it's really going to be treated this year more like a sporting event, which I think it should be. We'll interview the people before they throw. We'll get their throw right on the air. It's going to be play-by-play. I'm going to have somebody there doing play-by-play with me. It'll be very good. It is the event of the holiday season.
I got to up the class a bit, I guess.
Well, I think you do with all this stuff going on. We'll probably interview the bell ringer. We'll interview the the homeless shelter. We'll interview somebody from the Y-Men. We've got Larry Barnett getting his Upper Crust Society plaque. A lot going on that night.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited.
If you want to nominate somebody for the Fruitcake Toss, by the way, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Santa Claus could win.
I'm sure he's got that Christmas magic on his side.
Right, and I think that's a possibility. Martin Watts, Mayor Kellogg. Oh, I think Ed Pickett is a past winner. He's the one, I always forget, I think, who did win one year.
Like Linda's husband?
I believe so.
Well, that's good. Good for Ed.
Yeah, because the first winner was Ralph. Then Donovan won the second year. Then I believe it was Ed. Then Sheriff Bales. Then Brian. And that's the... Is that five? Because this would be the sixth.
Yeah, I think so.
So there you go.
Well, I mean, I think that six is always pretty good. You don't think that... Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that there's a fair chance that somebody new wins it. I mean, we got a lot of people. I mean, there's new people entered every year. I think the number of people at least nominated go up every year.
Well, it's a big event you don't want to miss.
Yeah.
But much like with every event, there is drama involved.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's always, you gotta have something, I guess.
Yes, there's drama in the Fruitcake Toss, and I hate to have drama in such a wonderful Christmas event.
Well, I mean, it's a holiday. I mean, you know, what kind of holiday is complete without drama? You know, you gotta have the drama.
Well, I don't think you should.
Well, I mean,
I don't think you should, because I think the holiday should be a time of kindness and mirth and happiness, and for some reason, there's always one stick in the mud. There's always one person who, you know, for whatever reason, puts the clamps on the holidays for you.
Well, I mean, it's fair. I mean, Christmas is not a great holiday.
No, it is for most people.
Well, good for them, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't understand why we must have drama.
I don't know. People like drama.
All over hot chocolate. Hot chocolate. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, again, I mean, we had the conversation earlier, but
and I was right earlier, and I continue to be right.
I don't know. You see, my understanding was that I mean, I wasn't there for this alleged conversation in which the person said.
Well, first of all, explain to people what the problem is.
Well, I mean,
and I'll point out where you're wrong.
Okay. Well, according to this person, they were like volunteered to.
No, 3 years ago. You got to start with the story. 3 years ago,
okay.
In the midst of it was like the middle of the fruitcake season.
Okay, well,
it was decided that we would have hot chocolate, and I had a conversation with a person.
Allegedly.
No, there's no allegedly about that.
I think they disagree.
No, they don't know. As I told you.
They were the other one in the conversation.
If they say that,
our conversation.
Once again, if they say that conversation didn't happen, they're lying.
Your word against theirs.
Well, that's fine. I'll put my word against them. We can get on a lie detector machine. I will get on a polygraph. I'll do whatever needs to be done. Because I know that conversation happened.
Well,
why would I make that up? Well, what's the point?
So there could be hot chocolate at the Fruitcake Toss?
No, but why? I mean, if I wanted hot chocolate, I can get hot chocolate.
I guess.
But there's one person who wanted to cause a problem. I announced there was going to be hot chocolate. Oh, you're volunteering me. Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
that's not true at all. They brought it anyway, so I don't know why they complained.
Because they were volunteered. They felt like they were...
Did they do it year number two?
They did.
There you go.
But again, I mean, they were not happy about it.
They're never happy. They're terminally unhappy.
I don't know about
that.
I do.
Well, I just said.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's true.
Didn't you hear me?
I heard you, but I don't know that it's true.
They are. It's all a front. They're terminally unhappy. And I've known this for years. And I feel it's a good time to bring it out here during the holidays. When somebody's terminally unhappy.
What makes somebody terminally unhappy?
I really don't know. I'm not their psychiatrist. But if they had a psychiatrist, maybe they could delve into their childhood and find out what made them terminally unhappy.
I don't know.
I think I know the reason, but I don't want to self-diagnose.
I've never spent any significant amount of time around said person, I guess, but I don't think that's true.
Oh, they are. They are.
Terminally
unhappy.
I don't
Terminal.
I don't
they
know
are.
About that.
Always under any kind of happiness or any kind of... I don't think I've ever heard them laugh, to be honest with you.
I don't know that. I'm pretty sure... I don't know. I think I've probably heard them laugh.
Nope. A lot of anger, a lot of hostility.
Well, I mean, that goes both ways.
No, there's no anger and hostility on my behalf.
Well, I mean, at that point, I guess it's you know, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? I mean, you know, somebody
with them, I don't know.
Somebody's gotta start it.
No, I don't think there's hostility going both ways with us. She's hostile with me, but that's fine.
I don't know. I think it goes both ways.
No. When have I ever said anything hostile about that person?
I mean, I guess it depends on what you're classifying as hostile.
When have I ever said anything bad?
I don't know. I mean, they were on the show one time, and you just kept delving deeper, and like just gradually going down this ladder, and they're just like, yep, mm-hmm, yep, yep, mm-hmm.
I don't remember that. What happened?
They were on the show.
They were on the show.
And
they have been on the show. You're right.
And you said something along the lines of like, you know, that the person had had a couple of problems, and they were like,
oh, yeah, I remember that.
And they were like, yep.
This has been recently.
And then you just kept getting deeper with it.
Well, they admitted to him, did they not?
Well, I think it was more of like a whatever whatever you say. Mm-hmm, yep.
Well, they agreed. Well, I think that is an agreement.
Because I think they just it was not worth the time, I guess.
No, what did I say?
You basically just said that they have a couple of problems.
Character flaws.
And then they went from like a lot to many to like plenty to like a lot. I don't know. It just kept getting bigger. I was like, what?
They do have a lot of character flaws. And you know what's funny about that? I think about it and I think to myself, I wish they didn't have so many character flaws.
I mean, I don't know that they have all that many character flaws.
They do.
Well, I don't know.
They do.
I mean... Maybe.
They do. And I hate saying this during the holidays, but I've got to be honest, because I think it's wrong to lie.
No, you don't.
I do. I think it's wrong to lie.
No, you don't.
When do I think it's right to lie?
When somebody says, I love you.
Oh, yeah. Well, but I don't know why that's such a problem for you.
Well, it's a lie.
Well, you got a lot of problems. You got to hang up yourself over there. You were having a whole personality complex before the show started.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah, but what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with what?
Again.
Lying to people?
Yeah, I don't think you understand the I love you thing. I think we've been down this road many times. I don't think you understand it.
I think I understand it.
Okay, then what's the problem?
You're lying to them.
You got it.
Well, I mean,
that's not like I'm denying that I'm lying. It's not like there's a denial.
So, okay, I have a question then. If somebody were to be like, I love you, and you said, I love you too, and then they were like, are you lying? You're going to be like, yep.
Well, probably not at that time. No.
Okay.
Later on.
Why? At that point, it's just not worth your time. You're just picking fight.
No, that's one of those moments, again, where it's going to be a fight or there's going to be problem. It will lead to a larger conversation if they say, I love you, and you just say, thank you.
Well, no, I mean, like, if you're going to lie to them, I mean, just keep the lie going at that. There's no point to, like, turn around and be like, well, I never loved you anyways.
Well, no, I don't do that. I never bring it up again.
Well, that's what you just said.
I said that most of the times I've said it, I have not meant it. But I don't tell them that.
You just said that, well, because I had said, that if somebody if somebody were to say I love you and then you said I love you too and then they asked if you were lying to them and then I said you would just say yeah and then you said well not right then.
No, but I don't come back and say it ever.
Okay, well, I guess.
Who's going to ask you if you're lying?
Oh, somebody. Oh,
nobody asks you that.
Oh, people are distrustful.
Well, I've never had that problem.
That's good, I guess.
So it must be convincing when I say it.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's all that hard. You just, I mean, it's three words.
Right. So what's wrong?
Well, I mean,
everybody lies. See, I'm just the only one who admits that I'm lying. I know pretty much everybody.
Sure.
No, they're all lying.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean,
90% of the people are lying, without question.
You're talking about when somebody says, I love you?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. But I'm just being honest.
I guess.
If everybody told the truth with that, we wouldn't have as many problems as we have.
I agree.
That's why people don't work out.
I think it'd make more sense if we had a definition of what love is. Nobody can come up with one.
There you go.
So everybody's just like, I have a feeling. That's it.
They have a feeling. How many times in your life do you get this feeling?
Well, it depends on who you're asking. About a dozen, depending on the person.
See, there's like a group of people in my life who I probably really like. But I don't know the difference between that and any other hierarchy or higher stage of feeling.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's something.
Not that I remember.
Maybe you just never felt the love or whatever.
You have.
No.
Okay, well, there you go.
I mean, that's what I said. I don't know. I mean,
people listen, the truth, as I said last time, and I hate to bring this up, if somebody gets married, they inevitably are going to tell that person they love them at some point. They probably tell them before the marriage, they tell them at the wedding, and they tell them after they're married. Now, at some point, that goes away.
Yeah.
All right. Now, did they ever really mean it?
Well, I mean, I think that, I think that sometimes people get married too fast. That's a problem.
Right, but when you keep doing it, there's some kind of addiction going on there.
Oh, well, sure. I'm sure you get some kind of, like, dopamine rush or something or another.
That's right. And I think people want to be loved. They want to hear it. So I feel that if somebody says it to me, that I should tell them that to give them that feeling of wonderfulness.
I don't know. You're still lying to them.
Sometimes you have to lie to people to make them happy.
They said, like, every dictator on Earth ever.
Well, I'm not really in the position to be a dictator.
Well, I mean, that sounds to me like you'd be a good dictator. You just lie to people.
You go right to dictator. There are tons of people who lie. Sales people lie.
Yep.
If you're selling somebody a pair of shoes, yeah, you look good in those shoes.
Recruiters lie.
Right, everybody lies.
Fun
it's just
fact,
the way
I was
it
gonna,
is.
Fun fact, I was going to join the Navy or the Coast Guard. I was undecided, but I talked to three recruiters, two Navy recruiters, one Coast Guard recruiter, and each one, I mean, I guess the Coast Guard might tell me something different, but each recruiter told me something different, so I was like, I don't trust any of you, and then didn't sign up.
Well, there you go. I think it's all about money, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they get recruitment bonuses. I mean, they're recruiters.
Well, they used to offer to pay for all your college. And
oh,
well,
they
things.
Still do that.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
There you are.
Yeah, but, you know, there was, I don't know. Like, I don't know. One of the questions I asked about was, like, the buddy program, because I was going to do that with one of my friends from school, but then, I don't know, they each one gave me a different, like a different explanation of it, and I was like, I don't know that you guys know what you're talking about.
By the way, the phone lines are open if you'd like to buzz in, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944, feel free.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, I am right on this one, and other people are wrong. Now, we do have the vinyls in the studio tonight. We've busted out the Christmas vinyls. And the one that seems to get the most play around here is the Merv Griffin, Arthur Treacher vinyl from, I don't know when this is from. Is there a copyright on this thing?
You think they'd let us walk into an Arthur Treacher's with that and the record player and play some Arthur Treacher Christmas music while we ate some fish and chips?
Well, I think so. Now, remember, the cover of this, it says, it's and a sled and a catcher's mitt and a puppy and a pop gun and a big Christmas album for Merv Griffin and his TV family. And it's Merv dressed as a little boy, sitting on Arthur Treacher's lap, the fish and chips magnet that he was. He was Merv's announcer. And by the way, I'll give somebody a prize if they can tell me what movie made Arthur Treacher famous.
I remember the answer from last year.
Yes, yes. Well, nobody got it. What movie made Arthur Treacher famous? I'll give you a prize. 740-383-9944. So in any event, on the back, it says, yes, there is a Christmas. Merv Griffin and his friends go on record here with Yuletide proof that unembarrassed good cheer, young spirit, brotherhood, and reverence continue to illuminate a shadowy world. Music says it best, and Merv gift wraps a variety package of holiday medleys performed by a fine cast.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I got some real vocal cords on him.
And then it says, Arthur Treacher, whose unforgettable appearance in the film, blah, blah, blah. Hold on, I'm coming to you, caller. In the film, blah, 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 illustrates his ability to search the kids, to reach the kids of all ages, sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I know he didn't like it, but that's the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
Here's the dear boy himself, Mervin.
You remember Arthur Treacher?
Oh, I always used to watch Merv Griffin's show every day coming home from school. It used to be on, I think, at 4 or 4:30. It was an hour and a half then.
Do you remember when Arthur Treacher used to dress up like Santa Claus and they would celebrate the holiday on Christmas Eve?
That I don't remember.
Well, you're about to have a treat because we've got the record.
Wow.
And you're going to hear.
Mom's Mabley Mom's on the Mabley. Show and Mrs. Miller in the audience.
Well, get ready because you're going to hear Arthur Treacher, the fish and chips magnate announcer himself, sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And I'll tell you, if anybody could sing, it's Arthur Treacher.
Before you do that, did you get your fruitcakes?
No, I don't think we have. Well, possibly. Oh, you mean in general?
Well, I mean, have you secured them yet?
I believe we have. I believe so.
I mean, Walmart has them here, but they're only the 12-ounce ones. And I think you want to throw the 1-pound ones.
Yeah, I believe we have the 16-ounce here. Yes.
Oh, so you do have them.
I think so. Far as I know.
Well, I was going to say, it takes 3 days to get the a pack of 1-pounders in ordering from Walmart. So, you know, let me know if you're in doubt. I can order them.
I'll let you know.
You can order them.
Yeah, I should know in the next couple days.
Okay.
All right.
All right, let's hear the...
Let's hear these holiday tunes. Yes. Everybody wants to hear it. So first we'll do, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Because these are vinyls.
I like this.
Yeah, but you don't cue these up right for some reason.
Well, see, because I'm 20. Well, 22, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't think that's an excuse.
Oh, I think that's an excuse. I mean,
not really.
I think, when did vinyls die out? Been a minute.
Oh, I don't know. Before me. Okay, let's see here. What do we want? Arthur Treacher sings Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Now, this is number 3.
All right.
Now, do you remember how to cue these? Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, right?
I think so.
Now, make sure you get it right. Don't scratch the thing. It's a one-of-a-kind acetate. Get ready. We're about to hear Arthur. Do you have a microphone set up over there?
Well, I got to make sure I got the...
Oh, Lord. This is going to go badly, folks. I'm telling you, we're already off to a bad start.
Where is this needle at?
It's just in there. Don't worry about it. Just set the arm on... Okay, let's see if you got it. I think you got it too. You're already. Nope. I think you're too far in. Oh, geez. You about scratched the thing. You don't move the arm while the record's moving.
Oh, well, I don't know anything.
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to scratch the Christmas records. Nope. Still too far in.
What do you mean?
You're in the song.
There's like dust all over this thing.
Dust all over what?
Where do you line the needle up? Is it in the middle?
Yeah, the needle's in the middle.
Okay, well.
Turn it up a little bit. Now, you'll want to get a microphone over there. Here you go. Oh boy, Ooh, what a mess. This is awful. Okay, stop this. Stop. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of that. And we'll try again, because clearly we were not ready. Now just leave the microphone. The microphone was fine. I can hear it in the headphones. All right, just get back to the beginning of the song here. Folks, go get a piece of bread or something. We're trying to get this right. No, see. Ooh. Holy moly. Nope.
They're not in the same exact spot.
You count out from the outside.
Yeah.
Three.
One, two, yeah, I'm in all three. All right. I just gotta like...
What work? Now that's an angry man. That's an angry. What was that at the end? Bah! What was that? Bah!
You know, I like it. I think that fits Christmas.
Well, that puts me in the mood. Now, does anybody have a thought on Arthur Treacher singing "Santa Claus is Coming to Town"? 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you what. If you think that's tremendous, wait till you hear him sing Rudolph. to flip that sucker over. And let's get him doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know he was unhappy about doing this. I just know the man was angry. He's number three on the other side, too. 740-383-9944. The man was furious that Merv Griffin had trapped... Hold on, we got a call coming in here. Merv Griffin had trapped him in this music hole. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when he said, at the end.
I think he said, bah.
He was clearing the phlegm out of his throat.
Did he not sound angry to you that he was being made to sing this childish song?
No, not really. I mean, if you've ever seen him with Shirley Temple and the songs and things, I mean, he was a Broadway actor, you know, in musicals and that.
Do you know what movie made him famous?
What movie made him famous? Well, he was in a whole bunch of the Shirley Temple things.
He was in the Shirley Temple movie. You know, I wonder if Shirley and he ever got together after, you know, they later in life. If they ever talked.
You mean have an affair?
No, not have an affair. No, got together and chatted. You know, I wonder if she was ever a guest on Merv Griffin and said, oh, this your announcer over here, we used to be in movies together.
I don't know. But I'm searching on YouTube. There's Arthur Treacher stuff on here. He's on I've Got a Secret. And there's a Judy Garland and Arthur Treacher duet. And a bunch of other things on there. So I was hoping to find what you're trying to play, which...
No, no, this you can't find this anywhere. Only on WGH can you get this.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Okay.
It's true. You will not find it on the internet.
Well, you're playing a record player without playing it through an amplifier, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just going through the record player.
You're just using this sound. It sounds like Edison's gramophone.
I really think a movie should be made of this, a matter of fact.
A movie of your gramophone?
A movie of Arthur Treacher and singing these wonderful holiday tunes from a vinyl record player.
You know, something that is really incredible is John Candy reading The Night Before Christmas. I've looked all over. I cannot find it online anywhere, but I distinctly remember it one Christmas time. The guy was just phenomenal. Unbelievable.
Get ready for Rudolph. Here comes Arthur singing Rudolph. Get ready. We're getting out Edison's gramophone here, I guess. All right, the great Arthur Treacher singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as he shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he'll go down in history.
See, he seemed to be a little happier singing that song. You got better.
What?
But we should have started. You should have rehearsed this before we went on, because you got that one right.
Yeah, I know. I was always happy.
So what have you learned of how to cue up a record?
You know, it's like slightly off-center. I was trying to aim it towards the center. You put it like slightly off-center, and somehow that's perfect.
So now you can cue them up like nobody's business.
I don't know about that.
Well, there it was. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sung by Arthur Treacher. 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts on that. Oh, and we're also going to slip in some of our favorite Christmas memories here at the station, because we have some of those. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we always have requests every year for memories of Christmas past here at the station. Now, our first one, I believe this dates back to, it's like 2016, 2017. And here's what happened. We were at the Christmas party. Okay, every year the station has a big, wonderful Christmas party special. And we used to have a fantastic family group that would perform at this party called the Leschetsky family, the Leschetsky group. Now, for some reason, the late Charlie Evers was obsessed with the Leschetsky family. He just thought they were wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so the party came to be, and for some reason, though, he could not say Leschetsky. I don't know why the man could not say Leschetsky, but he could not say Leschetsky. And I knew he couldn't say Leschetsky. So, I would have Charlie introduce them every time they perform that night. And we had wonderful holiday fun that year, going through Charlie trying to pronounce the name Leszczynski. Let's go back in time, the WGH archives. I believe this is 2006, 9 years ago. Can you imagine? We have Sean Kraft, Santa Claus, and Charlie Evers. We'll be joined by the music of the Leszczynski Brothers. How are you doing tonight, Charlie?
Is it Leszczynski? What was it?
Oh, here we go. Leszczynski. Leszczynski. Leszczynski.
Okay, well, I'll ask them when they come in.
If you think that'll help, we'll work on it. Santa Claus, you are kind of the man of the hour tonight.
Oh yes.
It's exciting for you to be here.
How are you? Boy, he's really talkative.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I didn't realize how hard it is to wear headphones with a Santa hat. It's a horrible thing. Santa, this is your big... Forget it. Give us a nice introduction for your favorite group.
Yes, I think they're such a group that they deserve to have a magazine story written about them. The Now I call them Leszczynski.
Leszczynski, right? Leszczynski. Yeah, Leszczynski. Leszczynski.
Leszczynski.
Leszczynski. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
The Leszczynski family.
Yeah. They're great.
Yes, here, let's hear them. Introduce the audience again to our favorite group.
Yes, that's my favorite group, Let Her Rip.
Well, who are they?
I never before had trouble pronouncing names. Well, let's just say it, Leszczynski.
No. Let's say it. The Leszczynski family.
Okay, Leszczynski. All right.
Oh, what a wonderful Christmas memory that was.
Oh, I think that's great.
All night long, it was just filled with me going back to him saying, pronounce their name, every time they would perform, and he just couldn't get it. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how if that's spelled properly down there, but I don't know.
It's Leszczynski.
It looks like it's spelled.
It's Leszczynski.
That's all it
could not
spelled.
Get Leszczynski, but it was a wonderful Christmas memory.
You ought to get them in. They still do things.
Now, here is the most... Well, should I play it yet? I don't know. Well, 1 year we got into an argument about poinsettia.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, let's go to that. Now, here... Well...
Poinsettia.
Here we go. 2019... The argument about poinsettia. Hold on, let's go back and take a listen here. Then we'll come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
It's Leszczynski.
I know, just about, isn't it?
Do what?
Just about, isn't it? Leszczynski.
Oh, I mean, do you have the proper spelling? I've got Evelyn in my cell phone.
Do you? No, it's Leszczynski. Leszczynski.
There's no S.
No, trust me, it's Leszczynski. You can call Evelyn. It's Leszczynski.
Leszczynski is the proper pronunciation, but people just slur through it.
No, no, the correct pronunciation is Leszczynski.
Not in Poland.
No, but I've talked to the family. They've set me straight on that.
Well, she told me, and, you know, you got the spelling. But anyway, be that as it may, you need to play Weird Al Yankovic's Christmas at Ground Zero.
Oh, that sounds a little rough.
Oh, it's hilarious. You can pull that up on YouTube and play it through your podcast.
Well, we might give that a try as we go along.
And you'll get a kick out of the video.
All right. Well, we'll work along.
But Treacher, that's... You know, it sounded like he was on a Broadway stage when he sung that. So, I mean, his dancing and acting and singing, everything all came together there with that last song.
I think he just liked to sing into a mic. He just liked to scream into a microphone. I think that's all he liked to do.
Well, you got to remember the era in which he grew up and was in movies in that. He was only like maybe a decade after... The Rudy Valley kind of songs and stuff like that.
Well, we're going to slip a few more holiday memories from Christmas past in here.
Are you going to play them on your Edison gramophone?
No, no. These are high-tech audio clips.
Okay.
Okay. Get ready. Get ready.
All right.
This is a Christmas Charlie Evers and I arguing about the pronunciation, speaking of pronunciation, of the term poinsettia, which is what it is. But here you go. This was a Christmas.
No, so nobody knows if it's poinsettia or poinsettia?
No, give us a call, 740-339-944. Is it poinsettia?
Well, that really got in with you with Madge, didn't it? You guys didn't see eyeball to eyeball on that one.
Like I say, Madge never pronounced it right.
How do you? She's dead. She can't defend herself.
I know.
But Charlie cracks me up. The woman's been dead for 10 years, Charlie.
If people want to distinguish themselves, they'll call it Ponset or, you know, something like that.
Oh, so you're saying she was doing it for hoity-toity reasons?
Oh, yes. Hoity-toity.
No. Madge wasn't hoity-toity.
Yes, she was. She was high in the you know, social circles.
Well, see, right there you go. More Christmas fun.
He's a beaten on.
He was, and Madge was dead a decade at that time.
Poor Madge.
She's been dead 17 years or so now. Now, here's one of my favorite Christmas memories. Now, this goes back to 2015. Now, we used to have the big Christmas. We had to do away with the big Christmas party because people used to get injured at this thing.
No, that's how you...
People would drink too much, and Santa would get angry and leave his thing on the desk. It was bad. It was bad. And there was issues with the food. We had a big splatter of food, trays and cheeses, and it was always a problem. But anyway, here's something. When we used... Mr. Jingling is at this thing, the late Marge Hazelett. You just have to listen to this. This is Christmas from 2015. Get ready. Some music, by the way.
Fran, how's tonight been for you?
It's just been wonderful, and it's really something, all this talent.
Isn't it something?
Right around us.
Right around us. Just suffocated with talent here tonight in the Christmas spirit. Thanks. Mr. Jingling, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, you're going to join us, right, with your keys?
Absolutely.
Jinging your ling. It'll be very
jinging
nice.
Jinging the ling.
I cannot wait for this. It's going to be a great sing-along here. Now, what songs do we have to choose from here, Paul? Do we have Silver Bells on there?
I'm not sure if I do or not, but we can sing Silver Bells.
We'll sing Silver Bells. We'll sing the Christmas song. We'll nail them all. Charlie, walk over to that pink microphone for a second. Charlie, what do you think of tonight's programming?
Well, so far, we've got 23 minutes to go, and if the rest of it's as good as the first, super.
So, coming up on Friday, what can we expect on the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show?
Nothing this great.
Lots of giveaways. Lots of giveaways and lots of fun.
I'll be giving away a lot of prizes.
And people need that at Christmas time.
They sure do, yeah.
Yes. Did we lose Santa Claus somewhere along the way? I don't know what became of him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was in the back eating, I think.
He's eating.
Maybe he got stuck in our chimney.
Do we have any butter? Or the butter to get him out. Here we go. Thank you, Paul. So we got Paul and Glenna Savage, Mr. Jingling, Charlie Evers, Marge Hazelett, Fran Ball, Linda Sims, the Leshecki brothers, and we're all going to, the Knickerbockers, and we're all going to join in here and do, what do we got here? We've got Silver Bells, we've got the Christmas song. Oh, Santa Claus is finally back. Holy mackerel. So we're going to end this program with a lot of great songs, and hopefully you're singing around whatever mirth or hearth or wreath or fireplace you're around. Santa Claus, how are you doing tonight?
All right. How's everybody?
Well, we're doing well. Did you partake in the food?
I did.
Did you get your famous Christmas cookies?
Got them.
All right. You got everybody's list?
Got everybody's list.
Is your hearing aid in tonight, Santa Claus? There we go.
We're ready. Let's go.
We're ready to sing, and here we go. What song are we starting? Silver Bells. Okay. The WWGH Choir doing Silver Bells here on WWGH Radio. Okay. It's not on the paper. Of course it's not on the paper. Why would it be? Here's some Silver Bells lyric. Here you go, guys. The singers will take this and the rest of us will hum.
Yes.
That's what we'll do. And then we'll come back for some other ones. But the Christmas song is here. Silver Bells, folks, here we go. Sung in the first introduced in the Lemon Drop Kilt.
Fancy sidewalks, fancy wall and
Very nice. That's right. Okay, now we'll go to the green sheets. How about, what do we have? Deck the Halls. That'll be nice. Deck the Halls. Okay. Next up here on WWGH Radio, hope you're enjoying and singing from whatever car or radio you're listening to this program from. All right, Deck the Halls, a great traditional song. Words by Charles Wesley. A great person. Here we go.
This is a especially good song if you're a card player.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la.
The Christmas of 2015, we used to have those big parties, and Santa Claus would come out and yell at people, as you heard in that clip. He'd scream at people, so we had to cut the parties off, because Santa was always at the buffet, and we just had to do away with those.
No, I'm a fan of the big parties.
Oh, no more. No more. If you'd been there, you wouldn't be a fan of them.
No, they were big. I like
big parties. We had big parties, and Mr. Jingling would come in from Cleveland, and the Knickerbocker family would come in from the Salvation Army, and Santa Claus would be there screaming at everybody, and there'd be all kinds of chow, and it was too much.
I like parties.
So we had to change it. By the way, we're coming back. Get your cheese dip.
Oh,
the most requested Christmas clip every year. It's, you know what it is.
Yep.
It's coming. Get ready. It's the greatest Christmas story ever told here on WGH. Come back with us. We'll be back.
I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. And I drove it in my head.